الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله الصلاة حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Angel. NJ 760.
Somebody's 001. Car lights on. NJ
76011.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله تعالى إذن يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي Alhamdulillah, we thank and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is most kind, most merciful, the master, the owner of the day of Qiyamah, and peace and salutations be upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're not making the nikah right now, the nikah will be done a little later. So, Alhamdulillah, normally we hear many bayans on nikah at the time of nikah. Very seldom will we hear a nikah bayan in Jummah. Sometimes it happens, you know. But normally it is done or it is specifically at the time of nikah. And the nikah bayan that we hear is not only for the person getting married, but it is for all of us. It is a lesson for us all. We see that Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, etc., that they were concerned about their children. It is a fitr, it's a natural concern. A parent has concern for their children, that my children, they must grow up in a good manner, they must have good habits, they must have good character, they must learn with regard to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc., fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there must be a means of us attaining benefit in this dunya and the akhirah. So Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam had that concern. And they made dua for their children. And not only their children, for their progenies that came after them. So in the similar manner, we also have concern with regard to our children. That if a father wants to see that my son learns, and that day my son gets big and he gets married, and who the partner is. Today we live in such a time that it is quite scary that a person comes with the wrong partner, sometimes with the same, you know, type, same gender. And it is happening. It is happening. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, protect our children, protect the izzah of the Muslims, look after our youth. On the other hand, currently we see what is happening in Syria, that those youth that were taken into those prisons a few years ago, and we see their condition today. So many of them lost their minds. So many of them lost their names. They don't even know who they are. They don't even know who their parents are. They don't even know where their families are. In such type of difficult conditions they are growing up, they are living. May Allah Ta'ala protect the Ummah. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. The Ummah is going through these trying times, difficult times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make these happy occasions prosperous, and from there, may Allah ta'ala make such progenies come about that will become the leaders of the Ummah, that will carry the weight of this Ummah, that will become the Salahuddins of this Ummah. So may Allah ta'ala make it such that we bring these qualities into our life. A person who has few of these qualities. So sometimes these qualities, Allah Ta'ala speaks about taqwa. Generally, we recite these verses at the time of nikah. And we recite three verses. Every time we read the khutbah of nikah, today we have two khutbahs. One is the khutbah that will take place of Jummah, and the nikah khutbah. And in the nikah khutbah, generally, we speak about taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention with regard to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Mention or read these ayats of taqwa, so that the quality of taqwa. When a person has taqwa, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person becomes conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will be able to fulfill many rights that come with that. In nikah, generally in marriage, it is rights of one another. In our other ibadat, when we make ibadat, we perform salah, we fast, etc. We go for hajj, we give charity, we give zakat, etc. From those actions that we do, the beauty is that the taqwa becomes, taqwa gets created within us from that. By doing those a'mal or by carrying out these actions, the result of it is that taqwa will come into our lives. And here in marriage, etc., now that we have to have taqwa to fulfill the obligations of others. Because now it's concerning not only our own ibadah, it's not only my salah, or it's not only my ibadah, my fasting, or my hajj, or my tilawat, etc. But it is now with regard to another person. The rights of my wife, the rights of my parents, the rights of my children, the rights of my in-laws, the broader family, etc. How do I go about in my life with regard to this? Yes, fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilling the rights of one another. Today, generally in the world, this every person wants their rights to be fulfilled. That my rights must be fulfilled. You make sure that you fulfill my rights. It is my right to be. It is my right for this. It is my right for that. And in deen, when a person has taqwa, and when taqwa comes, when consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into a person, then a person will wish to fulfill every other person's right. If my right is trampled or it is not fulfilled, it is fine. I will forgive the person. But the next person's right must be fulfilled. A person will become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, what is the result? It will be that on the day of Qiyamah, if the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not there, and a person did not fulfill the rights properly of each other, then that will have to be dealt in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The husband will take the right from the wife. The wife will take the right from the husband. And in this way, where will a person be able to fulfill this in the akhirah? It will become very difficult. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes in these verses that taqwa is of utmost importance in a person's life. Taqwa is of, especially in the aspect of marriage. We say that it is half of iman. Half of iman is marriage, yes. So, half of fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is not married, it is easy. A person will go for salah, a person will do this, a person will do that, a person can go for umrah, a person can go for hajj. There's no time limit, there's no spouse to see to, there's no wife to see to, there's no other responsibilities. The load is easy. But now when you start a family, the load becomes more. A person has to see to the need of the wife, or the right of the wife, or the desire of the wife, or the children, or the in-laws, or the parents. It's broadened out. It becomes much more. Obligations becomes much more. Needs becomes much more. Fulfillment of these obligations becomes much more. And inshallah, if a person learns how to, or a person makes an effort to correctly fulfill these commandments or duties or obligations, then a person will become, it will become beneficial for a person in this dunya, it will become beneficial for a person in the akhirah, it will benefit one in the qabr, it will make a person successful. And that is what a person will become happy about. In the akhirah, when a person will see the benefit of one's spouse or one's children, and a person will see the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them all together. Allah ta'ala will bring a person's entire family together in Jannah. So the place where the effort has to be made is in this dunya. When the objective of akhirah is in front of us, and we keep it in mind, that is the place we are going to. We are going towards the year after. We are moving towards Jannah. We are moving towards the everlasting life of the year after. Then both husband and wife will make an effort towards that. And if that is forgotten, and that is not in the picture, and the picture is only this dunya, and the life of this world, and the things of this world, and the material benefits of this world, then that will come with a lot of problems. Then it will be competition. Then it will be, I have to dress in this manner. I have to get this. I have to get that. A person, the wife will see that, the husband will see that, the directions will be moving in opposite ways. This one will be pulling that way, that one will be pulling that way. And what will happen is that we'll never get the dunya. The dunya is fleeting. It is moving. It is moving. It is continuously moving. It will always change. The fashions, the things, the aspects of this world will keep on changing. It will never remain. It will never ever remain the same. It is fleeting all the time. And a person will never be able to catch it. But if we make our goal the year after, and we move towards it, encourage each other for ibadat, for goodness, for khair, for barakah, for whatever it may be, keeping in mind the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that will become a beneficial home. From that home, kuffaz will be produced, ulama will be produced, people with good habits, good character, good ways, good manners will be produced. So it is an effort. It is a beautiful effort that every person has an opportunity to make. Every person that Allah Ta'ala has created, generally, most of insan get married, most of human beings get married. So in this way, what a beautiful way can a person attain akhirah also. So that is the other half of iman. A person will make effort on it. Many, many, many aspects of one's belief, one's amal, one's actions will be fulfilled. And respected brothers and elders, we should keep it in mind that this is an ibadah. Nikah is an ibadah. It's a worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an act of worship. It is something very, very important. Let us not be sidetracked that by making this ibadah also, many, many other customs comes about. We see that people have been getting married from long time, from long before. Whether it was Christians, whether it was Jews, whether it was Hindus, wherever it may be, people are getting married. And they have different customs in their ways and manners. And they get married according to that. We as Muslims, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and before that all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have taught us very, very beautifully how to get married. In which way to get married. How the nikah should be performed. With what simplicity nikah should be performed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith that nikah is most blessed. Isaruhu ma'una. That has the least of expenses. Today for a wedding, let us just think how much it costs. Just to get married, it costs so much of money. No respect of brothers and elders. Let us make our lives simple. Let us simplify our lives. Previously, when we see our elders and we see people that lived before us, our ulama, I'm not talking of a long time ago, but we see a few years ago, maybe 30, 40, 50 years ago, our parents, our grandparents, their lives were very, very simple. Their marriages were simple. Their lifestyle was simple. Allah Ta'ala gave so much of barakah in it. So much of muhabbat. So much of love. So much of affection. So much of khair and goodness came out of it. So let us follow in that footsteps also. Let us not get involved into those aspects that will take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or bring about the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The intermingling of men, women, at the time of marriage, at the time of walima. Let us try and keep these aspects separate. Let us see that this is what our deen is. This is what our deen taught us. Let us imply, let us follow, let us fulfill the commandments of Allah ta'ala. We make an effort to see that, alhamdulillah, we make the nikah. Yes, that barakah must remain in that nikah. How will it remain? When all the other aspects are fulfilled. And when there's negligence in those aspects, then we see that Allah Ta'ala takes away those blessings. Yes, the nikah is there, it's done, alhamdulillah. But the barakah, the blessings, the goodness, the khair, and not only for them, it is for their children and their grandchildren and their progenies will remain in their blessings. When Allah Ta'ala grants blessings and barakah, it's not for a short while. Allah Ta'ala's blessings, we see that whenever these sacrifices, or whenever a person makes an effort, or a person does something good, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps that blessings in that family for a very long time. Many a times we see. So let us try and see that we fulfill these obligations, fulfill the rights, the haq of one another, fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep our lives such, keep our wedding such, that way we fulfill the commandment of Allah Ta'ala, and we don't bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our lives. We don't want Allah Ta'ala to be displeased. A person can be displeased, the wife can be displeased, the family members can be displeased, because we didn't do it in the normal way, or the way, you know, how it is done, where everybody is sitting together, where this is done, where that is done. Sometimes there's music, sometimes there's many, many wrongs. People can become displeased, it's fine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must not become displeased with us. And we have control of it, respected brothers. It's not that it's out of our control. Sometimes if the wife or the women folk say they want to do it this way, we give in to it. Unfortunately, we give in to it. It is not supposed to be like that. Let us try and keep our deen such that we make an effort to show ourselves, our families, our progenies that this is what our deen is. Our deen is beautiful. Our deen is simple. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this couple happiness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all those that are getting married and all those who are not married. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all, and those of us that have been married for many years, may Allah ta'ala grant each and every one of us happiness and khair and barakah to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to bring the qualities of taqwa, good character, happiness, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with it all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our lives. It should be of utmost importance that there are certain objectives in marriage. Yes, one is that a person wants to please Allah ta'ala. One is a person wants to see that a person gets children. And with it, a person should see that the ibadat of Allah ta'ala are fulfilled. Our salat wa jamaat, waking up in the morning, some type of ta'lim in the house, some type of tilawat in the house, some type of dhikr in the house, that will bring all goodness. And then when those children come, they are born into that type of a home. It won't be just the music is on, or the TV is blaring, or this is there, or that is there. No, they'll see goodness, and they'll wake up with that goodness. The malaika will be in that home. The angel will come, the angels will be thronging into that house. So brothers, let us try and make an effort to make our home such that where these blessings and goodness comes about into our lives and into our families' lives and into our spouses, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inshallah, we're going to perform the nikah now. The nikah party should come forward. Ready, man? Hassan is yourself, right? Hassan Musa, eh? And Hamza Musa is your son?
Son.
Yunus Musa? Brother. Okay. Zahra is your daughter, right? You know this brother, Hamza? Right. You've taken permission from Zahra in front of the two witnesses. She gave permission. You give me permission to perform this nikah. What was the mahar? Okay, agree between you. Right. Normally we ask for the mahar, eh? You got it? The mahar is for the girl, right? For your daughter, right? You give me permission to perform the nikah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما
أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا نسأل الله أن يجعلنا ممن يطيعه ويطيع رسوله ويتبع رضوانه ويجتنب سخطه فإنما نحن به وله قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال أيضا فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Brother Hassan Musa has given me permission to perform the nikah of his daughter Zahra Musa to Hamza Muhammad. He has taken permission from his daughter in front of his two of the two witnesses, Hamza Musa and Yunus Musa. The mahar has been an amount that has been agreed amongst themselves. Right? By Hamza, do you take Zahra as your wife? Say nakahtuha. وقبلتها بارك الله لك وبارك عليك وجمع بينكما بالخير So we make dua now. Sign first. Sign. So this, this one. So yeah, was I saying here? Do you write anything else here? Only. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد